First of Samuel chapter 7. So the people of Kirjath-Jearim fetched the ark of Yahweh and took it to the house of a man called Abinadab, who lived on the hill, and they consecrated his son Eleazar to be in charge of it. Well, this ark of Yahweh has had a pretty bad history because it's the ark that brought the tumors on the Philistines, and they got rid of it, and then it came to Beth Shemesh, and the people of Beth Shemesh opened the lid because they thought there might be some more gold inside, and loads of them were killed. And so nobody really wanted the presence of God. It's so sad because the ark was really the symbol of his presence. So the people of Kirjath-Jearim took it, and Abinadab and Eleazar look after it. The ark of Yahweh stayed in Kirjath-Jearim a long time, 20 years, and all the Israelites in that time cried to God to help them. Samuel said to the people of Israel, "If you are going to turn to the Lord with all your hearts, you must throw away your foreign gods and the idols of the goddess Astarte, and you must dedicate yourselves totally to the Lord and worship only him, and then he'll rescue you from the power of the Philistines." So the Israelites threw away the idols of Baal and Astarte and worshipped only Yahweh. Now this is our big temptation, to think that we can worship God and the idols, that I can be a Christian and also love all the things that the people in this world love. Whereas God asks our complete heart. Now, when I was baptized, I went to the room where I was sort of drying off with my towel, and I took my wet clothes off and I was drying myself with a towel, and I prayed to God and I opened a Bible, and the Bible fell open roughly in the middle of the Bible at a verse that said, "My son, give me your heart." And I've always remembered that, because that was God speaking to me, saying that it's really important to be spiritually minded. And yet we've got to give the Lord our heart completely. And we can't also love the idols of this world. Well, at this point, the people of Israel apparently understand that. Samuel sent for all the Israelites to meet at Mizpah, saying, "I will pray to the Lord for you there." So they came together to Mizpah, and they drew some water and poured it out as an offering to the Lord, and fasted for the whole day, saying, "We have sinned against Yahweh." Now, it was at Mizpah that Samuel used to judge the Israelites. When the Philistines heard that the Israelites had gathered at Mizpah, the five lords of the Philistines came out towards them to attack them. The Israelites heard about it and were terrified, and they said to Samuel, "Don't stop praying to Yahweh our God to save us from the Philistines." Samuel killed a young lamb and burnt it completely as a sacrifice to the Lord. And then he prayed to the Lord to help Israel, and the Lord answered his prayer. While Samuel was offering the sacrifice, the Philistines came to attack, but just then the Lord thundered from heaven against them. They became totally confused and fled in panic. Yeah, so thunders and huge things like that came from God just because one man prayed. Now, it doesn't even say that they prayed. They asked Samuel to pray, and he prayed for them, and, well, God heard. So you can imagine that it was while they were making this sacrifice, the Philistines attacked, and the people would have said, "I knew it. I knew it was a waste of time doing this religious stuff. Look, it's while we're doing this religious stuff that, look, we're being attacked. We should have done the sensible thing and not bothered with our God and gone out there and got ourselves ready for the battle. You see, we're not prepared." I can just imagine how they would have ranted and raved. And then, while they're offering the sacrifice, bang, God acts. And all the Philistines run away without Israel having to fight. So the Philistines flee with nobody chasing them, and then Israel come out from Mizpah, and they do chase the Philistines as far as Beth-Kar, killing them along the way. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen and said, "Yahweh has helped us until now," and he called it the Stone of Help, Ebenezer. So the Philistines were defeated, and the Lord prevented them from attacking Israel's territory as long as Samuel lived. All the cities which the Philistines had captured between Ekron and Gath were returned to Israel, and Israel got back all its territory. There was also peace between the Israelites and the Canaanites. Samuel ruled Israel for his whole life. Every year he'd go round in a circuit to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah, and in those places he would judge Israel. And then he'd return to his house in Ramah, where he also judged Israel. And in Ramah he had built an altar to Yahweh. So that was Samuel's life, going around in that circuit, teaching Israel. When it says he judged Israel, he would have taught them. We're going to read later on how Saul, the king of Israel, first of all, comes to Samuel when he's at one of those places, just travelling around. He must have spent his life travelling, going around these different places and then back to his base in Ramah.